Despite the worsening economy and the fact that Ybor City remains a ghost town four nights a week, the Tampa City Council today rejected a wet zoning for a new restaurant nightclub in the heart of the historic entertainment district. The proposed club would have been at the corner of 7th Avenue and 17th Street. Joseph Diaz was speaking for the property's owner, Sussex Holdings. The building in question has been vacant for nearly 3 years.
During that three-year period, we've had to insure it. We've had to maintain it so that we don't get in violation of the Code Enforcement Board. And we've had to pay $42,000 worth of real estate taxes on a completely empty piece of property with zero return on our $670,000 asset.
Diaz said that in those 3 years, there's been no interest from any prospective client to open up a retail store or a restaurant in the location. And there was certainly no support from the local Ybor City business community for another nightclub. Tony Lacoa is the president of the historic Ybor City Neighborhood Civic Association. He referenced a vision plan by the council written 3 years ago that argued for less wet zonings and more mixed-use applications. He said there will always be nightclubs in Ybor, but there's no need for any more.
These nightclubs are very one-dimensional. The people coming to frequent the nightclubs don't spend money in the district. They're not eating at the restaurants. They're not shopping at the stores. They're there just to go to the nightclub and leave.
Yeah, party.
You know, these storefronts are shuttered most of the time. I'd say about 90% of the time, they create a ghost town effect. You're walking down 7th Avenue, and the signs say closed, 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 closed. If you're a resident or if you're a visitor getting off a cruise ship or coming in from out of town, you're like, wow, what is there to do in Ybor City? Why did I even come here? There's nothing open. Nothing open until at least 10 o'clock at night, three nights a week. So 90% of the time, Ybor is pretty much dead.
Ellen Snelling is with the Tampa Alcohol Coalition. Acknowledging that 7th Avenue is very dense with bars and clubs, she was critical of yet another nightclub in the district.
We are seeing a lot of promotions that include buses to and from University of Tampa, University of South Florida. They target college students oftentimes, and they have to compete with each other. I don't think they even start out as wanting to do these things, but in order to compete, they have to go after the college age group. They offer these drink specials. Ladies drink free drinks until 1 a.m. A lot of the clubs now are offering drinking games, which is like beer pong, those types of things. So I just think this club could get lured into that and offer these same types of things.
Eric Schiller runs Gasper's Grotto on 7th Avenue. He boldly said that if the applicant, called 00 Entertainment, got the wet zoning, there would be a 90% chance that they wouldn't last a year.
I don't want to lecture, but your consciences can be clear as far as this is concerned. If you deny this motion, you'll be doing those guys the biggest favor they ever had.
But Jim Jacob, the agent for Sussex, the property owner, said if he could get anybody to purchase the property and not use it for a nightclub, he would.
The reason that the retail potentials are a problem in Ybor City is primarily because of a lack of density and a lack of daytime traffic. I certainly understand the concerns of the residents down there as far as we'd like you to have a restaurant with a 4 COPR that requires 51% food. If I wanted to open a restaurant there, would it be reasonable for me to ask all the residents to sign a contract to eat at my restaurant so many times so I could make sure that they would come eat? I mean, it's that same sort of dynamic.
A more nuanced reaction came from Tom Keating, president of the Ybor City Chamber of Commerce. He said he understood the neighborhood concerns about another nightclub, but said it might be a bad sign to the business community to reject the proposal.
I'm not opposed to this, and I have many friends here who are probably a little upset with me for saying this, but we're real short on investment, and I see the only major retail investment coming to the side of Tampa is IKEA. And I think that's really critical, and that's going to bring us more foot traffic, and those restaurants and places that are in place will benefit from that, and I think that's the silver lining here. So I'm hoping this will be a good operation, and I'm not sure we can automatically assume it won't be.
The council members Linda Saucena and John Dingfelder both said another nightclub would be incongruent with their vision plan created 3 years ago.
We have listened to the community, worked with the community, and set about making Ybor City a genuine mixed-use district. This means a mixture of uses, not a Bourbon Street down 7th Avenue.
In the last several years, this council has decided that we need to reduce the number of bars and similar nightclubs in Ybor and head back toward a greater mix of uses.